Manager's Log, Thursday, March the 2nd, 2017. KIDE was featured in the latest edition of Yes Magazine as the writer Christine Trudeau called to interview stations regarding possible cutbacks by the Trump administration to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Every year, someone's threatening to reduce the funding or cut it out completely. I'm quoted as saying, "We operate with a budget average around $200,000 a year, with a large portion of that coming from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting." This year, the Trump administration is making more noise about actually privatizing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which would jeopardize that funding for us. Latia King, the Corporation for Public Broadcasters Senior Vice President for Corporate Communications, said that CPB support of native station is part of a larger CPB mission to provide public broadcasting to all Americans for free, commercial-free, and with special benefits to native stations to ensure that they are able to serve their communities. King urges tribal stations to continue to provide services to their community and is concerned about potential funding cuts. That service is what is persuasive for the bipartisan support of public media. Loris Taylor, president and CEO of Native Public Media, commented that it isn't the first time CPB stood on shaking ground. The worst case scenario, according to Taylor, would be that small stations such as KIDE shut down without the CPB funding. I'm hoping that will not be the case. We're trying to do everything that we can in terms of alerting our small stations to get prepared to buffer up their resources, to look at other streams of revenue if they can. Here we rely on CPB fundings to pay for electricity and telephone, plus all of the national programming that we get off the satellite, our streaming, our website, everything. Jacqueline Salee, CEO of Kwanic Broadcasting, who operates National Native News, Native America Calling, and Earth Songs, said that over the past 2 years, 50% of state fundings have been decreasing. Local stations are a lifeline to listeners, especially in remote regions. Vicki Thomas, station manager of KZPA in Fort Yukon, said, "We do a lot of search and rescue stuff that is vital to our community, like missing people. During the springtime, we do flood watch because our water has been very high coming in at different times." That's the story here. That's one of the things that we're looking at is what if we do lose CPB funding over the next few years? Their award is good up to 2019 as they get three-year fundings, I believe, at the upper levels, and they release those funds to stations in two-year cycles. So time will tell, and we'll keep you posted. And that's the way it is. Thanks for listening.